A Minute to Midnight. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Brittany Presley and Keith Brewer. To the memory of Bob Shule, no one could ask for a better friend. You will always be missed. You will never be forgotten. Chapter 1. Once more, she rode into the Valley of Death. Only this valley was in Colorado, at ADX Florence, America's only federal supermax prison. The death reference was spot on, though. The place reeked of it, by virtue of the crimes committed by the inmates housed there. FBI Special Agent Atlee Pine had driven pedal to the metal to get here in her modern-day version of a horse, a turquoise 1967 Mustang with a parchment convertible top. She had spent 2 years restoring it with the original owner, a veteran FBI agent who had been an informal mentor to her shortly after she'd finished her training at Quantico. When he died, he left it to her. Pine couldn't imagine being without it. Now, after her swift journey, she sat in the prison parking lot gathering both her nerve and her courage to see one particular monster who resided here among many other human abominations. They were, to a man, the stuff of nightmares. Collectively, they had slaughtered thousands of people without a smidgen of remorse. Pine was dressed all in black except for her white blouse. Her shiny FBI shield was clipped to her jacket lapel. It took 10 minutes to clear security, where she had to forfeit both her weapons. The Glock 23, her main gun, and an 8-shot Beretta Nano, the backup she kept in an ankle holster. She felt a little naked without the twin pistols, but prisons had rules. And, for obvious reasons, no guns carried by visitors was one of the biggies. She sat on the hard stool in a cubicle in the visitor's room, her long legs curled around the stool's metal supports. Across from her was a thick glass barrier. On the other side of the glass, the man she had come to see would soon appear. A few minutes later, 6 burly guards escorted a heavily shackled Daniel James Tor into the room and chained him to a bolt in the floor before departing, leaving the law and the lawless sitting across from each other, separated by polycarbonate glass that could withstand most bullet strikes. Tor was an impressive physical specimen, standing 6'4" and tipping the scales at 280 sculpted pounds. His physique, even now in his 50s, looked NFL ready. She knew that his body was covered in tats, many of them inked on his skin by some of his victims. Tor apparently had such confidence in his control over his prey that he would allow them a sharp instrument with which they could have ended their nightmares. Not a single one had ever attempted it. He was a freak of nature both physically and emotionally. He was a narcissistic sociopath, or so all the consulted experts had proclaimed. That was arguably the deadliest combination nature could bestow on a human being. It wasn't that he killed with malice. It was actually worse. He could feel no empathy whatsoever toward others. His thirst was solely for self-pleasure. And the only way he could quench that desire was in the absolute destruction of others. He had done this at least 30 times. These were only his known victims. Pine and others in law enforcement suspected the real number might be double or even triple that. His head was shaved, his jaw and chin the same. His cold, antiseptic eyes flitted over Pine like those of a curious serpent before striking its prey. They were the pupils of a predatory wild animal. The only thought behind them was to kill. Pine also knew that Tor, the consummate con man, could play any role demanded of him in order to lure his victims to their doom, including appearing to be a normal person. And that in itself was terrifying enough.
"You again?"
he said, his tone intentionally patronizing. "Third time's the charm," she replied evenly.
"You're starting to bore me, so make it count."
"I showed you Mercy's picture during the last visit."
"And I said I needed more.